JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we go over to the parish of St. Thomas, where we'll be turning the spotlight on senior citizens. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Senior citizens in St. Thomas who have been excelling in their clubs will be honored for work in the areas of needlecraft, handicraft, culinary arts, business, and community service. The awards ceremony is set for the Anglican Church Hall, Morans Bay on Thursday, October 2. It's part of activities to celebrate this year's Senior Citizens Week, September 28 to October 4, under the theme Active Aging Through a Healthy Lifestyle. Parish organizer for the National Council for Senior Citizens, NCSC, Joanna Facey, tells Roundabout JA that 99 seniors will be recognized at the ceremony for their work and contribution to the development of their clubs and the parish.
Each year, the senior citizens group across the parish meet, and then their items are assessed. All the clubs in the parish meet at the Anglican Church Hall. They are graded in two categories, E for excellent and G for good. When you get a G, you get a certificate of participation. When you get an E, you get a certificate of excellence.
Several activities have been organized for senior citizens who are being encouraged to keep active in order to enjoy a healthy lifestyle. Among the activities are educational tours, tea parties, culinary art, needlecraft, tree planting at the Morant Bay Courthouse, and an exercise session at the Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay. Seminars and workshops on important issues have also been arranged to educate and motivate the seniors. In addition, a 6-week course in computer studies is being offered to seniors twice per year by the NCSC in collaboration with the Morant Bay Parish Library in St. Thomas. Ms. Facey had special commendations for Rising Star Senior Citizens Club in Trinityville, the Wilmington Senior Citizens Club, and the Senior Citizens Club of the Morant Bay Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Hey George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? More on something to get out them white fly out of my garden.
You know, some no really I use no pesticide again. Me I use some organic methods from the other day and them I work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil cause it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, me don't have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
Culture has been defined as the way of life of a people. A country's culture is the dynamic reservoir of the ways of thinking and doing, accumulated over time, agreed upon, and transmitted across generations. Culture inherently affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis for our values, objectives, and outlook for the future. The Vision 2030 plan therefore seeks to create an authentic and transformational culture that will help to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
We usually walk. Sometimes we have boot pan with foot. Sometimes we left from school, lunchtime, and come by we yard, we can eat big dumpling and sugar water, sometimes turn caramel without some meat.
Karen,
rolling grow.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Send an email with your fondest Jamaican memory and your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That's a wrap on today's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.